put ourselves back in the bov and get a little reality check. And get in touch with that loving center, which makes us do all that we're doing. And then go back to work. That would be a very important thing for us to do, is to stay in love. Gosh, for me, that's the sadhana. That's how I would define it. The objective is to stay in love all the time. Because you know when you're in love how fun it is. It just doesn't matter what it is we're doing together, as long as we're all doing it together. Whether it be building a temple, carrying the cement, digging holes, cooking food, it's just the privilege to demonstrate our love.
All action.
All action. Shakali tumaricha. Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, how is that possible? It seems like so much.
How can you measure infinity?
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Expand your heart as big as you can make it.
So, but even that would be just the tiniest little bit.
Then just keep working at it. Just imagine how big his heart is. That Shiva Mahadeva up there, how big is his heart? Yes.
What happens to the individual? Does it exist any longer? The beginner, the person's like, Ramakrishna talks about the salt off and went to measure the depth of the ocean. I don't understand that. I don't understand.
You'll go beyond the intellect and you will understand. But I remember one time when Thoreau wrote that, sometimes I sit on Walden Pond. On the pond, huh? And I cease to be. And he was an American mystic. And he ceased to be, but he came back. It's a temporary state for Brahma. It's a temporary state for Vishnu. It is a temporary state for Shiva. Brahma stays in that harmony for 10,000 divine years. Vishnu stays in that harmony for 100,000 divine years. Shiva stays there for 50 million divine years. And then she comes along and says, okay guys, back to work. Break's over. Let's build another ashram. And that's how it works.
So the individual never falls off and just disappears. Just falls off temporarily and comes back.
Yeah, it just falls off temporarily.
And that's it. Great.
That's it. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a creation. The creation dissolves and then it comes back. And Brahma comes again and creates the cosmic egg. And Shiva throws his trishul and cracks the egg. And all the possibilities of creation come out of the cosmic egg. And Vishnu protects them. Breaks over. Back to work, guys. You gotta demonstrate the sincerity of your love. You just can't sit there in the bliss of consciousness forever. There comes a time when everybody's gotta get off their bottoms and do something about it. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. They have to get up and go back to work. Why not us? Otherwise, how could there be a creation? How could all of this have come about if Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva remained eternally in their realization in samadhi? The same way that in chapter 1, Brahma prays to the goddess Mahakali, "Wake up, Vishnu! Hey, Yoganidra, you who are the sleep of the perfection of union, wake up, that Vishnu! Too much and too little are coming at me. I can't defeat them myself. Wake them up." And she came out of Vishnu's body. She came out from his eyes and his nose and his mouth and his ears. She came out and she became a perceivable existence separate from him, and he woke up. And then for 5,000 years, on Vishnu's time scale, he fought with too much and too little. 5,000 divine years it took Vishnu to get tired and say, "How do I defeat these guys? They're awful strong." Vishnu prayed to the divine mother, "Mother, tell me the secret of their demise." Mother said, "I will make them intoxicated with their own egotism. And because of their egotism, they'll make a mistake. And then they themselves will tell you the secret of their death." Vishnu went back to the too much and too little. He said, "Too much and too little, I am very proud of you. You were such heroic warriors. I'm going to give you a boon. Choose from me a boon." And too much and too little said, "What do you mean you're going to give us a boon? We're so strong you can't defeat us. Why would you give us a boon? We're stronger than you. Ask a boon from us." And Vishnu said, "Tell me the secret of your death. That's the boon I choose. Now, if you're untrue and you don't tell me the truth, you lose all the spiritual merits that you've acquired through all the tapasya that you did. So you have to tell me the truth." And too much and too little said, "You can only slay us in the place that is free from the flood of desire. Everywhere anyone looks, they desire something more. You find one place that's free from desire, and that's where you can slay us." And Vishnu said, "Right here. You sit on my lap." Too much and too little expanded their bodies until they were gigantic. "We're too big for your lap. You can't slay us there. We can't even sit there." Vishnu expanded his body and made it even bigger. Said, "Come on, guys. Sit down on my lap." Too much and too little expanded their bodies again and made it even bigger. Ultimately, Vishnu made his body so gigantic that too much and too little sat down on his lap. And with his discus of revolving time, he put too much and too little back into balance again. And that's how the creative capacity was saved from being out of balance. That's the next class. Are there any other questions about this class? Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Namaste.
Yay.